It's Wednesday, the 24th of June, 8 a.m. It's overcast. We've got one day. It's back to being totally overcast skies. It's raining. Very light rain at the moment. But rain nevertheless. It's that beautiful rain. It's a pleasure to stand in or walk in. Or I used to sit in my shed and listen to it. Pitter patter on the roof. I've got no shed yet. There's a huge bumblebee buzzing in and out of the flowers on the hardy rhododendron, that lovely lilac-y purple flowers. I can hear it from here, and it's about 10 feet away. I can hear it easily. I got my hat on. My deerstalker type hat with the wide brim. Not to keep my head dry. One drop of rain on your window pane. Yeah, that's a lovely song, that. I can't remember who sang it. So, how am I feeling this morning? Mixed emotions, mixed mood. Good morning, Mr. Blackbird. Oh, good news, by the way. Mr. Blackbird was in the garden yesterday with one fledgling. Now, I say one because I only saw one. I don't know if there was two or three or just one. I saw Mrs. Blackbird later on in the evening on her own, but he definitely had at least one fledgling with him. So, it means they're bringing him the fledglings to the garden. Which is great news. So I hope to see them, it, over the next few mornings, hopefully. It's probably there, because he's picking up a beak full of porridge after feeding himself. Yes. So it's maybe just sitting in shelter in the shrubbery. Wow, he's picking up some wagon load of porridge in his beak. Anyway, so that's great news that they've managed to raise at least one this time. Still time for another couple of broods. Go on then, where are you off to? I know. So this morning, mixed moods. Still so tired from the holidays. It's crazy, isn't it? You go on holiday, you come back, you're more tired than what you were before you left. But hey, that happens, eh? And we're still... Well, he got rid of that food quite quick, because he's come back into the garden with nothing in his beak, so the youngster must be just about. We're still... debating this morning about next week's holiday in Yorkshire. It looks like we're going to chop it short in respect of going late. Instead of going down for the full week, which is Monday to Monday, we're thinking about going down midweek and just going down for 4 or 5 days. We've got things that we had planned to do when we got home from Spain, and got a couple of commitments. So, a noisy bugger, whoever you are. So, we shall see. It's not affirmed yet, or confirmed, is that correct? Confirmed, affirmed. No doubt it will be. Sort it out earlier this morning. Oh yeah, we're going to go over a time machine and go back here later this morning. Anyway, not going to worry about it. Why would you worry about a holiday? Ah, dear Lord. Anyway, so other than that, I'm feeling okay. I had quite a productive day yesterday, actually. Yeah, quite productive. Which made me feel good in the evening, thinking back on the day. Not a lot else to say, really. Not a lot else to say. Could say that today should be the last day that I have the drones of big aluminium or aluminum cans. Well, here's one coming, see, just to hear me mention its name in the sky. Hopefully, because tomorrow the 25th is supposed to be the day that they change the flight path out of Edinburgh Airport, and those beasties are no longer flying over my head here. It's a 6-month trial to see if it works out. I'm praying it works out, and I'll get some peace and quiet back in my morning thoughts in the garden. Yes, and Bernie Goldbach will be disappointed. Sorry, Bernie. But they do still annoy me. Yes, and considering that Edinburgh Airport's now the busiest in Scotland and getting busier and busier. Yeah. It's a wee bit like wishing a disease on another person, isn't it? You know. The plane's flying over a different area, so those people will get bombed with noise. NIMBYism. Although, strictly speaking, they're not my plane, so it's not NIMBYism. My tea's cold now, the rain's got into my tea. Yes. Sounds like someone's got locked inside of this bin. Try to get out. Help. Yeah, there's a wee rocket came down. And yesterday I was doing something up in front of the garden. and the wee Rocky came along, and it did everything but sit on top of my boots. Followed my every move, picking up tiny wee beasties that I was discovering with my feet. They are cheeky wee buggers, but I love them. Yeah, well, pieces shattered. I think it's the same with Rocky, because he's just come all the way around and he's standing looking up at me. He's only about 3 feet away from my feet. I wonder if he'll come right. He's coming closer. That's a young blackbird. Just flew in the garden. It's got tail feathers. Full tail feathers, that is. It's a hen, I think. Yeah. Anyway. There we go. Sorry, blackbird, I scared that blackbird.